Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow Capital Corp's 2019 third quarter results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussions may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's management information circular dated May 2nd, 2018, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on November 15th, 2019. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Alex Baluta, Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, operator. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for participating in today's call. I am joined on the call by Donica Ryle, our Chief Financial Officer. After the close of market yesterday, we released our third quarter 2019 financial results. Details can be found on the website at flowcap.com or filed on SEDAR. For the quarter, our recurring revenue was 1.34 million dollars, up 10% year-over-year. Both the recurring revenue and the growth rate were down slightly from Q2. Operating profit was 1.72 million, and free cash flow for the quarter was up substantially at approximately 1.46 million dollars. The substantial increase in free cash flow was a result of two buyouts in the quarter. While the decline in revenue growth rate was a function also of the two buyouts and a distressed investment, one distressed investment. Buyouts are an important part of how we generate returns, but while they can add substantially to our free cash flow, they do negatively impact future returns as we lose a paying investment. Donica will give you a thorough review of the financials in a moment, but I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the highlights in the quarter and some of the ongoing initiatives that we're working on to continue to improve our performance and ultimately increase shareholder value. In terms of new investments, we closed three in the quarter. Two were royalties, and one was a secured venture debt loan. In aggregate, we've invested over 3 million dollars since the start of the year, and these investments represent current recurring annual revenue of approximately 625,000 dollars per year. Just as a reminder, we invest in high-growth companies using two structures, a revenue-based royalty structure and a venture debt loan structure. The primary difference between those two structures is as follows. A venture debt is a loan with a two or three-year term on it, and it's usually non-amortizing, whereas a revenue-based royalty is essentially a perpetual loan that can be bought out at the investee company's option. The idea of repay when you want is a core part of the value proposition that we offer to our investee companies. They appreciate that flexibility. While those are the two investment structures that we currently use, it's worth highlighting that we generate revenue in three ways. One is the recurring revenue from our existing investments. That is the core of the revenue recognition that we do on a quarterly basis, and that's when we talk about recurring revenue. That's our recurring revenues from the interest and royalty payments. The second method is we occasionally get buyouts of our royalty investments, and we had two such buyouts in this quarter. Third method of revenue is occasionally we do sell shares that are crystallization of the value of the warrants that we earned as part of the investments that we do make. It's important to note that the interest and royalty payments are recurring, whereas the timing of the buyouts and the equity sales are one-time in nature and difficult to forecast. From a management perspective, we manage our business internally by focusing on the recurring revenue and scaling our cost infrastructure accordingly. As you can see from the financial statements, and I'll discuss in more detail in a moment, we're currently cash rich, and we do need to deploy more capital. It is our core focus. I'm encouraged by the three investments we made in the quarter and also by the activity that we're seeing in our pipeline. Our volume of leads continues to track at historical norms, but we're now seeing to see more high-quality opportunities. As I mentioned on past calls, our lower close rate in recent quarters was a function of focus on improving the quality of leads and the quality of deals that we're doing. Looking ahead, we expect to gradually increase our leads and the number of deals we close based on our ongoing marketing initiatives and our headcount additions. During the quarter, we added a senior-level partner to the origination team, and I expect that we'll be adding at least one new person to the origination team in the coming quarters to help with both to deal origination and deal execution. On our last call, I also mentioned that we had added a digital marketing person to the team to help with both brand awareness and lead generation, and we're starting to see early positive results from those efforts. The new personnel additions and the new marketing initiatives and increasing awareness of Flow in our unique value proposition and our capital available for investment is setting the stage for increased pipeline activity and ultimately more investments in the coming quarter. Turning to the balance sheet, we are in a particularly strong financial position. As we discussed on our last call, we raised $10 million from our priority return fund in the quarter. That fund is an excellent way for Flow to increase the velocity of our capital or the turnover of our capital as we liberated $10 million from well-performing investments that allows us to make additional investments. In addition, we recently called for repayment in early December of a $9.5 million debenture that we have outstanding with Nine Point Partners. As you might recall, this debenture was part of the proceeds from the sale of our Logic Global Partners division for just over $12 million to Nine Point Partners earlier in the year. Add to that the repayment during the quarter of our mCloud investment, and we have substantial cash available to both pay off the Series A debenture and to continue to make new investments. In fact, we just repaid $14 million of the Series A debenture today, and the remaining $3 million will be repaid at maturity in December. We did this partial early redemption or repayment basically because it saved us over $100,000 in interest costs for the next month and a half. I should also mention that through the substantial issuer bid, we bought back 5.7 million shares at a price of 20 cents per share for a total cost of $1.14 million. So if you net it all out, including our recent investments, our recent buyouts, capital raised in the priority return fund, the calling of the 9-point note, substantial issuer bid, and the repayment of our Series A debenture, today we have approximately $10 million in cash available to fund new investments. From my perspective, we are well positioned for future growth. Unfortunately, it was not all good news in the quarter as we had some investments enter receivership, notably Dionymed and CareImplex. Our cost on those investments totaled $1.47 million, but to date we've been repaid approximately 60% of that cost. Unfortunately, we are uncertain about the future likelihood of recovering any more from those investments. It's worth reminding investors that by the very nature of the type of investments we make, which is smaller high-growth companies, we are a risk investor, and we do expect some of our deals will become distressed over time. But as I mentioned on past calls, we are focusing on improving the quality of our investments, which will hopefully minimize our distress rate, and improving our internal procedures to help minimize losses when companies do get into distress. I expect to see the benefits of that renewed focus in the coming quarters. I'll summarize by saying that Flow Capital is in the strongest financial position we've been in several years. It'll take some time to replace the revenue that we lost due to recent buyouts and distressed investments, but we have substantial cash available for new investments. And we are starting to see improvements in our pipeline metrics because of the expenditures and the changes that we've been making in marketing and additions of people. We have an excellent team, significant capital, and a large and growing opportunity to continue to invest in emerging high-growth companies. And with that, I'll turn it over to Donica to review the financials and details.
Thank you, Alex. Recurring revenues from royalties and interest was $1.3 million in Q3 2019, a 10.4% increase compared to the same period in 2018. The increase was driven primarily by the new investments made in the last 12 months and an increased royalty return from other investments. Non-recurring revenues from royalty buyouts and equity returns was $1 million in the quarter, compared to $114,000 in the same period in 2018. This quarter includes $993,000 realized gain on for the Factor 75 buyout and $24,000 for equity returns. Revenue, as reported under IFRS, was $500,000 in Q3 2019 compared to $420,000 in the same period in 2018. Revenues in the quarterly period were impacted by net non-cash items of negative $2.4 million compared to negative $650,000 in the same period last year. This non-cash amount consisted primarily of negative $2.4 million for adjustments to fair value and some smaller amounts for realized losses on investments and foreign exchange differences. Included in the adjustments to fair value was negative $1.6 million relating to adjustments to various royalty investments and $1 million for the Factor 75 buyout as it's now realized. Total operating expenses were $890,000 in Q3 2019 compared to $750,000 in the same period in 2018. The change is due to higher staffing costs and professional fees totaling $180,000, offset by $50,000 lower restructuring costs. We estimate operating expenses to run between $250,000 to $350,000 per month in Q4 2019. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $1.7 million in Q3 2019 compared to $844,000 in the same period in 2018. The increase in adjusted EBITDA was primarily due to the $1 million realized gain on the Factor 75 buyout. Free cash flow was $1.5 million compared to $24,000 in the same period in 2018. The increase was again primarily due to the Factor 75 buyout referenced previously. As of November 15, 2019, we believe recurring revenue from royalties and interest and free cash flow for the month of October 2019 will be approximately $400,000 and $200,000, respectively. As of September 30, 2019, the total value of investments were $30.6 million, an increase from $21.1 million at the end of 2018. Cash returned from the investment portfolio was $6 million in the quarter and $11.5 million in the last 12 months. Our cash position was $21.8 million, which is now reduced to $4.4 million as of today because of the $14 million redemption of the Series A debenture being made today. I will now turn it back over to Alex.
Thanks very much, Donica. With that, I'm going to hand it back to the operator to see if there's any questions. Thanks, everybody, for calls. If we don't get to a question on the call, please feel free to call us at any time to speak to us directly. Operator, back to you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. To withdraw your question, press the pound or hash key. Please stand by while we compile a Q&A roster. And again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we have no questions in queue at this time. I'll turn back to the presenters.
Thanks very much. Appreciate everybody's support and interest in the company. And as I said in my summary of remarks, I think we're all positioned. We have a lot of capital available for growth. We've had a lot of ongoing internal initiatives to increase our capacity to deploy that capital in successful and stable high-growth investments. And we're looking forward to continue growth in 2020. Thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.